Olds, several changes to the Agricultural Financial Services Corporation's, AFSC, Next Generation Loan Program were announced in Olds Tuesday. Agriculture and Irrigation Minister R.J. Sigurdsson announced the changes July 30 during Ag Smart, Olds College's outdoor on-campus agriculture innovation and practices show. Sigurdsson said the purpose behind the changes is to make it easier for people wanting to get into farming or people to return to the industry, as well as make it easier for farm families to do succession planning. Entering or getting back into agriculture is not without its challenges right now, which is partly why over the last 20 years, we've seen fewer and fewer Albertans under 45 getting into agriculture, Sigurdsson said. We've also seen Alberta farm families struggle with the challenges around succession planning. So he announced the following changes to the program. The eligibility for a 1% interest rate incentive has been expanded to include new and returning farmers. Also, to help with succession planning, it has been expanded to cover producers of any age, including those 40 and older. Sigurdsson said before these changes were made, the lifetime principal loans eligible for 1% interest rate incentives stopped at $1 million per person. Now, that ceiling has been cranked up to $1.5 million. To take into account increased input costs and inflation, he said. Another change says partnerships and corporate ownership groups now only need to have a 20% stake, down from 25%. Also, borrowers can now obtain longer terms. They can now make interest-only payments for up to 5 years, up from 2 years. The goal there is to help eligible borrowers manage cash flow, he said. Sigurdsson said the problems deterring people from getting into farming and issues around succession planning hit really close to home for him. He has 3 sons and over the past couple of years, one has expressed more and more interest in farming. That's what it's about, is getting the youth into agriculture and understanding the potential of agriculture in Alberta, he said. AFSC Chief Executive Officer Daryl Kay echoed Sigurdsson's summation of the changes. He said Sigurdsson has been a huge supporter of AFSC and its programs. We've been focused on next generation for a number of years at AFSC, but Minister Sigurdsson reached out to us earlier this year and asked, what more can we do? What more can we do to support the next generation of producers, new beginning producers trying to get into agriculture, recognizing that there's a lot of challenges and it's difficult to get into this industry? So we took those words to heart, he said. Sigurdsson said it's important to support the agriculture industry. I've had the opportunity to talk about how important ag is to Alberta and how it's a crucial part of our history, he said. It's a contributor to our economy. It really is a part of the soul of Alberta. Sigurdsson and Olds Didsbury Three Hills MLA Nathan Cooper, who introduced him, indicated it was very appropriate to announce the changes during Ag Smart. It's events like this that show how exciting it is to be a part of this industry and that it's one that's consistently growing and innovating, Sigurdsson said. It's a diverse sector with plenty of opportunities for new entrants to find passion and success. Olds College is such a huge partner in training the next generation, and I'm very appreciative for all the hard work they do. Cooper noted he too has kids. Today is really about them in many respects, and about the future of the province of Alberta, Cooper said. Always incredible to be here at the college and particularly Ag Smart, where we bring the future of agriculture here to Olds College and have an incredible exchange of ideas that will make our province, our economy in Western Canada and all of Canada better because of what happens here over the next 2 days. There's always something exciting happening at Olds College. I feel like that is the next slogan for the institution.